This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're spending the next year or so on a special project that's called Learning Curve, about the way technology is changing education. And as you might think, there's lots of online video to watch, plenty of gee-whiz tech gear and smartphone apps that are meant to appeal to kids that we have been plowing through. And also, in the process, we have noticed how much noise all of it makes. So, Marketplace's Adrian Hill went in search of the real meaning in the sounds of education technology.
That happy-sounding robot is Bo. He's bright blue and spins around. He's got a xylophone. And a big mission: to teach your 5-year-old how to code using an iPad and really simple programming language.
Robots are designed for fun and play and for learning.
Vikas Gupta is the co-founder of PlayEye, which makes the robot.
One of the things we do is we want to give the robot a lot of personality that will engage you, that will make you smile.
And that personality requires sounds. For those, PlayEye turned to the folks who created animated movies for Pixar. Think Wall-E and Cars. They created Bo's whees and Otas.
And that's the hook that the robot comes in with. Like, it's something that you can imagine it to be anything you want to be. It doesn't have a life form or a shape that you're very familiar with. And then the personality comes out and engages you.
But before that preschooler can become a mini tech whiz, before she can program Bo to go left, turn, play the Star Wars theme song, parents have to fork over $169, which is where another type of sound comes in: the sound of the educational technology sell. The sound that'll convince you that this toy is the edge your kid needs.
I feel like such just a manipulator, you know, just kind of like a magician almost. I've got all these tricks.
Stephen Wilson is a director and composer who helped create PlayEye's promotional video. Trick number one, simplicity.
That's like the main theme through the whole thing. It's so simple, you know, that's just basically two notes just going back and forth between it. And that to me, I feel like is very technological.
Trick two, an amped up melody.
It feels like a train is coming, you know what I mean? It's like, grab your bags, we're getting ready to go.
And this train is zooming to the technological future. You want to make sure your kid is on it. Then comes trick three.
This is actually the first time we go to minor in the whole song, right here.
Near the end of the video, we see a child playing with a robot. And then that child's future self, grown up, working, successful.
That chord right there. It was like the first time you maybe like felt a little emotional tug, I think. And that's because we did this. We went.
Did you feel that right there? That is the gotcha moment. When I, mom of a 1.5-year-old, felt all the hope I have for his future well up, and I wanted that toy. There's big money riding on making parents feel excited, feel hopeful about tech toys. The U.S. toy market is a $22 billion a year industry. The market for kids' electronics and educational toys is growing fast, which can explain why so much importance is being placed on the sound of things. Sounds create emotional connections.
If you look at consumer goods, emotional connection is part of the buying decision.
Bruce Walker researches sound and technology in the psychology school at Georgia Tech.
We're going to hear more sounds from our technology.
More sounds from our phones and our computers and our kids' electronics. Not, he says, devices trying to sound like people.
I believe that those sounds are going to be much more naturalistic, much more gentle.
Sounds that make us feel connected to our electronics. So we're okay with the fact we're letting them teach our kids. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
You felt that little tug, right? Take a minute and see how music affects your emotions. There is an audio quiz at marketplace.org/learningcurve.